Tommy the Tree. In Psalm 92, verse 12 to 15, it says, "The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bring forth fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." I'm Tommy the Tree, and God made me. God made trees in many shapes and sizes. He made some with prickly needles and some with big, flat leaves. An old oak tree may drop over 700,000 leaves in the autumn. But he made us all with a head, a trunk, and roots. You can see my head. It is my branches where all my leaves, seeds, and flowers are found. My trunk is covered with a skin of tough bark, so bugs can't get in easily. My trunk holds my branches up so the sun can shine on my leaves. Some trees in the rainforest will grow over 70 meters high to reach the sun. My branches reach up to heaven. I know that God lives there, and he takes care of us. Some trees have branches that hang down. They are often called weeping trees. Underground, where you can't see, my roots are hidden. When the wind blows me around, my roots hold me in place. God made little hairs on my roots, which drink up water and minerals from the soil. The water and minerals travel up my roots into my trunk and then all the way up to my leaves. Emma, the earthworm, is much bigger than the hairs on my roots. My leaves make a special food for trees called sap. They mix sunshine and air with the water and minerals from my roots. The sap then travels back down to all my growing parts, or is stored for later. I don't feel well if I don't have enough water, but God says that if you trust in him and obey him, you'll be like a tree planted by water, which stays green and bears fruit even in bad times. Just under my bark is where my new wood grows. This gives me another layer all over, just like a thick coat of paint. Each year, the tips of my branches and roots also grow a little longer. In places where there are hot summers and cold winters, I grow quickly during the summer, but then go to sleep during the winter. This makes a ring inside me for every year of my life. Trees can live for a very long time. There are trees still living today that were living when Jesus was on the earth. The oldest tree is a bristlecone pine in California at 4,600 years old. I have many friends to keep me company. Look closely and you will see birds in my branches, insects on my leaves and bark, and maybe a little animal or two making a home in or under my trunk. Forests around the world are home to more than half of all living things. God has made me very useful. I can shade you from the sun and protect you from the wind. I can keep the soil together and clean the air. You can burn me to keep warm, or turn my wood into a house. Some of us provide food, and all of us make the air you need to breathe. God gave trees special roles in the Bible. Do you know these ones? The Bible says that when God sends Jesus back to the earth, the trees will sing for joy and clap their hands. We will be so happy. I can't wait.